USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Pro-Palestine protests on U.S. college campuses have not swayed President Biden's support of Israel. They have resulted in hundreds of arrests, more than 1,600, according to an Associated Press review. One student describing what they saw as they watched protesters at Fordham University in New York City Thursday.
But this is orchestrated, right? I mean, they all have the same signs. There's the same colored tents in there. This is orchestrated by somebody that's not here.
NYPD said almost half the arrests they made at Columbia University involved non-students presumed to be outside agitators. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is signing the repeal of a Civil War-era abortion law recently upheld by that state's high court. It means Arizona law will now revert to a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. After a Thursday bill signing ceremony, Governor Hobbs railed against support for the 1864 ban.
A ban that was passed by 27 men before Arizona was even a state. A time when America was at war over the right to own slaves. A time before women could even vote.
Two Republicans joined with all Democrats in the Arizona State Senate Wednesday in voting to repeal the 1864 law. The U.S. State Department is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons inside Ukraine. U.S. officials say Russia violated the Chemical and Biological Weapons Act when it used chemical weapon chloropicrin against Ukrainian troops. It's one of the chemicals that was used as poison gas in World War I. Ukraine's blamed Russia for using the chemical in as many as 800 attacks as the ground war between the two countries continues. More testimony regarding former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen will be heard Friday at the ex-president's criminal hush money trial taking place in New York. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Donald Trump back in court for his criminal trial regarding hush money in New York. USA's John Schaefer has a recap from Thursday.
The former president criticized the timing of the trial before heading into the courtroom Thursday morning.
There's no case, and it should have never been brought. But if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago.
On the stand, the lawyer who represented the two women central to the trial denies any involvement in a hush money scheme. Keith Davidson, who represented both Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film star Stormy Daniels, said that the $130,000 payment to Daniels wasn't intended as hush money to influence the 2016 election.
The reconstruction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is estimated to cost nearly $2 billion. Maryland's transportation secretary informed the Baltimore Sun and the Washington Post Thursday that replacing the collapsed structure will likely come with a preliminary price tag ranging from $1.7 to $1.9 billion. He added the new bridge is expected to be completed by the fall of 2028. A lawsuit filed by an Oregon-based group of climate activists against the U.S. government has been dismissed. The group argued that the government's energy policies violated their rights to be protected from climate change. However, a three-judge panel in San Francisco ruled the case should have been dismissed back in 2020. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.